Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories mixed with Am I the Arsehole stories as well. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive into today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, Am I the arsehole for telling my husband to stop living in the past? For context, I, 46 female, didn't know this until after we started dating, but my husband, 46 male, got bullied by the popular kids at his high school for years. It wasn't simple teasing, but intense bullying, and it really affected him for years. He went to therapy, but stopped after we got married. Anyways, my older two kids are on the quieter side and are very well behaved. My youngest, Jordan, 17 male, is a whole other story and always has been. He's very social and gets into more trouble than the other two. Nothing bad, thankfully, but it wasn't easy raising him. There was always a bit of a wall between Jordan and my husband, communication-wise, and they do tend to struggle when connecting, considering they have nothing in common. But they both make an effort, which is lovely. However, recently, I've noticed that my husband complains about Jordan all the time, over everything. He's also always upset or angry with him over innocent things. I've noticed, based on all this, that he sees his bullies in our son. He also straight up tells me this too, so I'm not pulling this out my ass. While I sympathized with my husband at first and reassured him that Jordan isn't his bullies, I reached my limit yesterday. Jordan came home at 8:30 instead of 8, and my husband blew up on him and began interrogating him. I told him to stop, considering it's winter break and it's normal for kids to get sidetracked when hanging out with friends. It's only 30 minutes, but my husband told me to stop defending him, as that I only encouraged Jordan to get into more trouble. I asked him to clarify what he meant by more trouble, considering the worst Jordan has done is skip class or drink a bit of alcohol, aka normal teenage things, and he said, what if he's out fighting other kids, and he wouldn't be surprised if he was. Jordan got mad at that comment and asked him why he always thought the worst. I was upset as well, so I told him to stop living in the past and that he needs to grow the fuck up. He went quiet and left the house after telling me that was uncalled for because I know what he went through and that it isn't easy for him to think about. Like I said though, I sympathized with him until he started projecting his past onto our son. I said this to him as well, but he told me that he couldn't do this and left. My eldest said I shouldn't have gone that low because it's a heavy topic, but Jordan and my other son are on my side. Jordan is especially relieved. My husband then texts me saying he's staying with his brother for a day or two, which I don't agree with either, as he's running away from the problem. But he told me he didn't need my careless input anymore. So now I'm wondering if I am the asshole in this situation. I don't think so, but I don't know for sure. But brief horror says not the arsehole, you don't get to bully your own kid because of shit that happened in high school. Your husband needs to go back to therapy. MM172 says not the arsehole, it'd be one thing if Jordan were taking advantage of his popularity to bully other kids, but he's not. He's his own person, and your husband needs to get himself to therapy instead of taking out his lingering issues out on someone who didn't cause them, especially when that someone is his own kid. Pale Meal 8262 says not the arsehole, your husband is a grown man. He should be able to not project his past experiences that much onto your son. It seems they both have different personalities and that's okay. And that your husband was a different kind of kid. That isn't a bad thing, but your husband is being way too harsh on your son because he isn't the same kind of kid his dad was. From what you said, your son seems like a good kid. Sure, he might get into a bit of trouble, but kids are bound to make mistakes. Your husband obviously hasn't got over his experience in high school, but he needs to recognize that your son isn't the enemy because your husband thinks he's acting like his bullies from his past, which it doesn't seem he is. High school was nearly 30 years ago for you all. He shouldn't be projecting the fact that he got bullied for 4 years onto your son and allow it to affect his relationship with him. Edit. I also want to add that if your husband is having trouble with these experiences and they are causing issues with his personal relationships, he should likely seek some sort of professional help to work through the trauma he experienced that is still affecting him. He shouldn't be projecting onto your son if he is mentally well, but if he's projecting, it's a sign he might need further help. Warrior Dot says, everyone sucks here. Husband for projecting his own demons onto your son and blowing up, you for disagreeing with your spouse openly in front of the children and dragging his trauma out for everyone else to see. Opie replied saying, you were right, bringing it up in front of my child was not right. I was not thinking how my words may affect my husband. The only thing on my mind was our son, who was about to have a complete breakdown. I admit to this and accept the fact that I messed up in this situation as well. Thank you for the comment. And one more from Bizarre Protuberance, who says, I sympathize with your husband right up to the part where he is taking out his suppressed rage at his high school bullies on his own son. There is no excuse for that. He needs to stop obsessing over his feelings and realize that he has a moral duty to his own children. He's acting like a self-absorbed twit, and he definitely does need to grow up. You are not the asshole for saying that to his face. So now we're going to move on to the update, which happened 3 weeks later after the initial post. I wasn't sure if I was going to update, but a lot of you were concerned for my son, so I thought I'd give you all some peace of mind. Besides, making that post helped me a lot. I ultimately decided to apologize to my husband, not for defending Jordan, but for bringing up his past in a very insensitive manner. I did tell him that we needed to have a serious conversation when he got home though. While my husband was away, I spent a lot of time with my kids and we talked a lot about everything. I firstly apologize for not putting a stop to his behavior in the first place. I'm not blameless in the situation and foolishly believed that since my husband had me, that he wouldn't need to see a professional. I then asked them how they felt about their dad and basically told them to talk to me about anything, and they ranted quite a bit, Jordan especially. I asked them how they wanted to proceed and all three said they wanted to talk to dad themselves. My husband came home on Christmas and a lot happened. My husband didn't say much while my older two talked, but I could tell that it was affecting him. Jordan was a bit scared, but I helped and he said a lot. The thing that I think really struck my husband was when Jordan asked him why he hated him so much. After the kids went to their bedrooms, we had that serious conversation. I explained to him what a lot of you guys commented on. I mainly tried to get the fact that he was becoming the bully into his mind. I told him that while I sympathized with him, the projection and the paranoia was too much. We talked about therapy and although he was hesitant, he agreed. He has a virtual appointment early January. As of now, everything's been okay. Not perfect, not bad. My husband isn't complaining, although I can tell some things still bother him. Jordan's not going out as much and is talking to both of us, not just me now. We also went ice skating as a family a few times, Jordan's favorite activity. Hope you all had a wonderful holiday and thank you for the comments. God, and when it got to the update and, you know, Jordan said to his dad, asked him why he hated him so much. But what do you guys make of this one? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and let's move on to another story. And this next story comes from a throwaway account titled Advice on Me 29 Male, Leaving Wife 30 Female That I Love, Arranged Marriage. Hey guys, using a throwaway for obvious reasons. As the title states, I need advice on leaving my wife, but I want to give the details so you guys can understand. Back in January 2021, my wife and I were introduced to each other with the intention of getting us married. While we are both Americans, we are of South Asian descent, where arranged marriages are common. This, along with the fact that neither of us has been in a serious relationship and we were approaching our 30s. There was a lot of pressure to get married, especially since she had one set of grandparents left that were in their last few years. We met and she very honestly told me that she understood that it was an arranged marriage and that she would do this for her family and that the dynamic wouldn't be that of a regular couple. As pressure was mounting from my side as well, I agreed. We met up quite a bit before our wedding day and I began to develop feelings and by November, we were married. Things were awkward at first, but we grew to at least live comfortably. I did everything I could to move our relationship, but she didn't reciprocate. I bought flowers every day, planned date nights that she often refused, but I kept falling even harder for her. Her beauty, bubbly personality, and the way she was wonderful with kids. Things took a turn in January when, on the anniversary of our engagement, I decided to surprise her with roses, a necklace, food from her favorite restaurant, and a card which I wrote that while our situation was weird, I was glad it was with her and that I care about her. Nothing too crazy. I plated the food on the dining table, lit some candles, and went upstairs with roses and card. She was working and I tried to get her attention, but without looking she said she was busy. I tried again and she blew up on me, telling me to leave her alone and demanding why I was so needy that day. I was crushed and just muttered, "Happy engagement." I put the roses in a vase and tore up and threw away the card, taking the night to myself. The next morning I apologized for what I believed was abuse and love bombing, and for trying to make our relationship something that it wasn't. I assured her it would never happen again. The weeks went by and I became distant, and it was her that was initiating all our interactions. But seeing her every day and sharing a bed became too much and I couldn't suppress my feelings. Last week I called in a few days off work, packed my bags, loaded the Shelby and took off. After a few hours on the interstate, I ended up in some small mountain town where I spent a few days just enjoying nature and fishing. Yesterday had to be one of the best days I've had in a while. As I was driving back to my hotel, I was smiling from ear to ear, driving my dream car as I listened to the motor whine, and I realized for the first time in a while, I was truly happy being me without the constant reminder of my wife. I decided that while I love my wife, she doesn't feel the same. I hate melting when I look at her because I know she doesn't feel anything for me. The sex is awful since there's no intimacy involved. I decided to propose a plan to my wife when I get home tonight, and it is as follows. 1. We will sleep in separate rooms. She will stay in the master and I will take the guest room. 2. We will get a quiet divorce through a mediator and walk away with our premarital assets. 3. She will be allowed to stay with me until she finds her own place. 4. Until her grandparents pass, we can still maintain the facade and go to the family gatherings together. All I'm asking is if this is the right thing to do and how to break it to her. I've never broken up with someone, much less divorced, so anything is appreciated.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Whoa, what a time. And I gotta say, I don't have advice for this particular one, so we're going to have a look in the comments in a minute because I'm sure there'll be some good advice there. Well, hopefully anyway. But the way OP explained this story, I was with him at one point when we was driving back from the mountains, and we had the wind in our hair in the Shelby, open top of course, big grins on our faces, but hey, I best get out of that car. That's the last thing he needs, is me waffling on next to him right now. But let's move to a couple of comments to see what they say. So, NoStage6158 says, "I think you both made a mistake. She was willing to get married to keep her family off her back. So were you. You just happened to develop feelings and she didn't. No one should feel coerced into marriage. It's hard enough when you have to start out in love. I think you two need to sit down and have a no-holds-barred conversation with each other. You can outline your thoughts here to her, then ask her her opinion. You to decide how, if and when you will end your marriage, since you weren't given much of a choice on the start." A String of Numbers says, "There is some good advice on here, but one thing that stuck out to me was that in your post you don't mention that you have actually discussed your newfound feelings for her. I think maybe it's time you air her down and discuss how you feel and what you'd like to try and explore in the relationship before you head straight to divorce. She honestly might not realize you caught feelings for her, so start there. See if she's receptive. OP replies saying, "You're right about that. I always struggled with talking about emotions or feelings, largely part to my upbringing. I was raised in an old school way of boys being tough, and I took and multiplied that by 10. While I know that might be considered toxic and in reality isn't the healthiest, it has given me the strength in some terrible situations." And we have one more from the clumsy pirate who says, "I empathize with you. This cannot be easy. And if you think divorcing will make you happy, then by all means. But here are some things that stood out to me in your post. 1. You married in November. This is March, so you've been married to a virtual stranger for only 4 months. I have never been married, but I would assume that even long-term couples need longer than this to adjust to living together. 2. It was definitely wrong of her to blow up on you like that, no questions asked. But what happened during the rest of the evening? Did she tell you why she was so short that day? Rough day at work, etc. Did she apologize or see all the arrangements you made? 3. You say she has been initiating your interaction since the incident. Why are you not receptive to those? Seems like she realizes that she messed up and is trying to make amends, but you don't want to forgive her, which is up to you, but that means you're not doing everything to make it work though. 4. I've not read anything about you to actually addressing the issues directly or talking about it. Yes, you do plan dates and get her flowers, but have you actually told her that, hey, when you turn me down, it really sets our relationship back? Again, this would not be an issue for a regular couple, but you two are not that. Have you actually asked her if she likes all that romantic stuff? Because for all you know, she is a very unromantic person who is content with the relationship you guys have right now. You are giving her what you think she wants and not what she actually wants, and vice versa. It seems from your post that you kind of have very little hope for the marriage from the beginning. The way you describe the marriage is something that was imposed on you two, to how you have tried for only 4 months, which is rather short time in marriage years. Before throwing in the towels, the main inconvenience for you seemed to be the fact that you actually like your wife. I don't know what to tell you. Life is too short to be unhappy, I guess, but think about it from her perspective before you do something drastic. Good luck." So, the update says, "Hey guys, first of all, thank you to all that responded and messaged me. I got a lot of great viewpoints that actually made things turn out good. I would also like to clear some things up based on some common comments and messages. I never really thought about how different the entire situation might have been for my wife, but a lot of you helped put it into perspective, and I made sure to think about that when speaking with her. I never pressured my wife into sex, and when I talk about it being bad, it's not on her. Personally, if I don't feel any sort of connection, sex is pretty plain for me. I generally wanted to avoid it, but she would initiate and I felt like I had to since I was married. When I said I love my wife, I do, but not in a way as a husband loves his wife. More like how a boyfriend, I think, would love his girlfriend. I got a lot of people saying I need to open up and be vulnerable and talk about my feelings. I understand that this is something I need to work on, as this is a result of a multitude of factors such as my upbringing, job, LE, and my personality in general. On to the update. I came back from my trip late last week after reading a lot of the responses. I thought it would be best to rethink the game plan and tackle it the next day. The next night, my wife and I are at home and I asked her to sit down and talk. I first told her that while I could never really understand how bad the pressure to get married from her family might have been, I could at least understand that it was much different than my experience. I also asked her if she was seeing / liked anybody before we got married and she said no. I then talked about how weird our situation was and that I would wholeheartedly understand if she was unhappy in the marriage. I then told her that while I thought I could stick to our initial agreement, I had feelings for her and that from now on, sex would be out of the picture and we would sleep separately. I then brought up the possibility of ending the marriage if she would like, and she just broke down and hugged me. I was honestly in shock, since I didn't think she would be so emotional about ending a marriage that I thought she was unhappy in. I got her to calm down, and that's when she told me that she loved me and that she wished she could have taken back what she said when we first met. After a long and constructive conversation, she told me that she did mean her original proposition, but as we started seeing each other almost every day before the wedding, she started catching feelings for me as well, but was unsure since I had agreed to her initial deal. While she liked the things I did for her when we were first married, she wasn't sure if I actually meant it or if I was just doing my duties as a husband. This brings us to the engagement anniversary, or whatever it's called. She'd brought up doing something a month before, but had gotten completely swamped at work in January, which caused it to slip her mind. When she snapped at me and I left the house, she realized what day it was, and when she saw the spread in the kitchen as well as finding the card in the trash, she came to the realization that I actually did have feelings for her. She was going to bring it up the next day, but the realization was soon ended when I apologized and said we should just stick to what we planned. She tried making small efforts, as some of you pointed out, after the fact, but since I was cold and unreceptive, she backed off. So in reality, we both had feelings for each other, but due to our strange situation, we were both walking on eggshells, wondering if the other liked them back. After we talked, I asked her that while we were married on paper, if she would like to first try being boyfriend and girlfriend and see where things went from there. She happily agreed, and let me just say, over the past few days, it's been an absolute 180 at home. She is really sweet and affectionate and just wants to cuddle and watch cartoons all day, which is what we did all weekend. And to be honest, I won't admit to people that know me, I had a blast doing it. Now sure, do we have work to do? Yes. But at least now we're in the same headspace and at least have feelings for each other. Could this crash and burn down the line? Sure. But so do half of all marriages. The unfortunate thing is, over the past few days, we have connected so well and have so much in common. If we had just simply introduced each other and started dating, we'd have had a much healthier and happier relationship. So yeah, while arranged marriages can work great for many people, such as my parents, I don't think it was the right route for my wife and I. At least now we have an understanding and can grow together. Now, what do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved in the channel. Your love, support, and time always does mean the absolute world to me. Never forget the difference you make. It's amazing. And don't forget, at the end of this video, there's going to be a playlist that you can click on and it scroll through all the videos for you. If that's your kind of thing, if you're doing a bit of crochet, drawing, running, whatever you're up to. And don't forget to let me know as well. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.